So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So one of the questions we seem to get asked quite a lot actually, and we see it on Facebook forums and other forums too, is how much should you be spending as a percentage of your turnover on marketing? And honestly, there is no real proper answer on that. It could be 20%. If you're brand new and you've not got much turnover, it might be 50%. It might be 100%. You might be spending all your money on marketing. This is definitely what some of the big brands do. They generate money from capital investors and then they spend it all on marketing. This is like, you know, the dot-com bubble. It was all spent on marketing and, you know, Twitter to this day still hasn't made a profit, I don't think. All the money that comes in gets spent on growing Twitter, which is fine. You know, at some point they can sell that business for billions of pounds, which I'm sure if they haven't done already, then they're going to do that. Or at some point their advertising model will kick in and start to make them some more profits. But for you, the small business owner, how much of a percentage of your income should you even be spending? I mean, it just depends. You know, if, like we say, if you're first starting out, how do you get clients to you? So first of all, you've got to make sure that people know who you are. Then they've got to like you. Then they've got to trust you. So the first bit, how do you get people to know who you are? So you might want to spend some low-priced money on generating traffic to your website so people get to see you. At the same time, you want them to get to like you. Couldn't think of the next one there. They've got to get to like you. So creating videos like this, face to camera, which we love, by the way, because you've seen so many, and they work. They're building up not just know, like, and trustability, because that's a word, but people are deciding whether you like me or not, and hopefully you do. But if people don't like me, as we've said a billion times, that's totally fine. There are other marketers that might be more suitable for you, but that person will never waste my time on a strategy call because they already don't like me, which is wonderful. And those people that do like me, they can have the strategy calls because we can only do so many. It works really well. So understanding where you are in the cycle of your business. Are you at the start? Are you in the middle? Are you at the end? Are you looking to sell it, which is a different type of marketing altogether, right? Because you're not generating customer leads. You're generating buyer leads to buy the business in the first place. You can market specifically for that if that's what you want to do. So depending where you are in the cycle, like we would say 10% is a, you know, stick a finger in the air, 10%, that will do. But that doesn't represent anybody's business. I have no idea what your business is and what it does. But you also want to be looking at not only how much money you're spending on your marketing as a percentage of the whole, you want to be looking at how much does it cost to get a visitor to your website. Is it 50 pence? Is it a pound? And is that coming from Facebook? Is it coming from Google? And then you want to work out, well, what's the cost per lead? Well, and a lead, by the way, to get absolute clarity on this, a lead is something where someone either phones you up and asks for a price, clearly a lead, or they fill in a form and you've got their phone number and they've asked you to make contact in some way. That's a lead. So you want to understand what's the cost per lead. You might get 10 people on a website and one person signs up. It costs you £1 per visitor. So it costs you £10. Your cost per lead is £10 per lead. And then how many of those leads do you need to actually make a sale? So if you're getting 10 leads that cost you £10, so that's £100 in total, and you make a sale, the cost per sale is £100. Now, that might be cheap or it might be expensive, depending on what you're doing. We were talking with somebody who sells conservatories earlier on today, and their profit margin is, you know, a couple of grand, just like other people's, okay? So spending £100, £200, £300 on a sale is worth it if you're making £2,000. But if you're selling, you know, Greg's sausage rolls for £1 and you're spending £1.50, you're going to lose a lot of money. You soon run out and be bankrupt. And so you've got to understand this information. It's not just a case of, well, we spend 12.5% on our marketing. Oh, well, we spend 13.2%. Well, we spend 28.8%. Doesn't mean anything. Literally doesn't mean a damn thing. And even cost per lead doesn't mean a damn thing. If your cost per lead is £15, well, mine's 10. Well, what do you sell? A £1 Greg's sausage roll? Well, you're going to go bust then. Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. See, this is where you've got to get to in your marketing. You've got to start thinking cleverer cleverer, because that's a word, about your marketing and your marketing spend and understanding your cost per lead, your cost per visitor, your cost per sale, and then you can start to make proper grown-up marketing decisions about your business. If you want to understand how to do that a little bit more in your business, then just go click the link and come and speak to us. Come and visit the website, fill in the form, and just book in a session. We'll have a strategy session. You and I will talk. We'll get the whiteboard in place. And we'll show you what your graph should look like and your sales funnel should look like. That's what we do in this business. So hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.